And so, as we know, Jesus went on. He was crucified. After this betrayal of Judas, these guys were just ordinary people. They performed no miracles. They decided to go back to being fishermen again and doing what they were before, and figured everything. Jesus was just a flash in the pan and it was over now. It was fun while it lasted. Then, of course, the resurrection occurs and they were revitalized again, but still nothing miraculous happened among them. Until finally the time come that they were instructed to add the 12th member. So to get the 12th member, they had a couple possible candidates, so they threw dice to see who it would be. They just selected by chance out of the couple contestants, Matthias. They added Matthias, and when they added him, in the room that they were in, tongues of fire appeared over the heads of everybody around the table. A rushing of a mighty wind occurred, and the rushing of a mighty wind produced a great sound. And they were having a general conference there in Jerusalem at the time, in Mormon language. And there were people from 16 different nations, and they spoke 16 different languages. And everyone was curious, what in the world was this great sound? So they followed in the direction of the sound. Peter saw a great big congregation out there, and Peter went out and he spoke to them, and there were people, like I say, of 16 different languages gathered, and everybody heard Peter speak in their own language. And they were amazed. They thought, how does this guy know my language? And everyone was so impressed that in one day, I believe it was 3,000 people they converted. And how many people were faithful to Jesus after his crucifixion? How many people met?
120.
So they went from 120 to 3,000 new people, new converts, in like one great miracle. When people heard Jesus or Peter speaking in their own language and realizing that everybody else was here and in their own language, they thought, well, this has to be from God. And so a lot of people were converted in just one day. So what started out as a small thing, and so what's amazing about the 120 was Jesus did some pretty fantastic miracles, you know, raising Lazarus from the dead, walking on water, stilling the storms, healing the blind, did all these miracles. Yet even with all these miracles, he only had 120. So it's amazing how dense the people were, how slow they were. And it's also amazing how when Jesus was gone, this one miracle converted a lot more than Jesus did in his entire mission. So the fact that we don't have a lot of people yet, you know, that maybe that's meaningless. Who knows what might happen in the future when the right events transpire. Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that after Holy Ghost descended on Peter and he went out and spoke different languages to different people, when he was speaking, it was really Holy Ghost speaking through him for the languages, so the vibration was out there, so the people were awakened by the vibration?
Well, Peter was just speaking in his own language, but everybody heard it. It was like mental telepathy.
Right.
They heard, they understood him inside their heads.
Right, but, yeah, but
through the Holy Ghost. Yeah.
More than just words, was vibration talking to these people, vibration of God, because really.
Yeah, it was
Ghost.
It was done through just an enhancing the communication through the spirit, because it's in this, like when you die and go to the spirit world, you'll be able to understand anybody there. It doesn't matter what language they spoke when they were on the earth. Because soul-to-soul communication is a lot different. So for an instant, they had soul-to-soul communication. And even though he spoke in his language, they understood it in their head. You know, whether or not they heard the actual their own language or not, I don't know, but we do know they understood it. You know, and that was an important thing. And so the movement progressed, and as it progressed, the Jews became very alarmed, and they really wanted to go after Peter because he was seen as the ringleader, and they got him up on some charge and put him in prison. And they must have had some suspicion about Peter that he had some supernatural power or something. So they guarded him. They chained him up hand and feet inside this prison cell, and they guarded him with 16 guards. They said, this guy is not going to get away. And then an angel descended, and the chains fell from his hands and feet, and he just walks through the wall, and all the prison guards fell asleep. Mm-hmm. And there the little Christian movement was having a meeting, and then Peter shows up out of the blue, and boy, they thought that was really something. Peter's power was so great that he did something that we don't even read about Jesus doing. You know, Jesus was performing miracles, healing one person at a time. With Peter, they lined him up in the streets, and as his shadow passed over, they were healed, it says. Wow. So all they had to do was have Peter's shadow pass over him, and the healings took place. The power was so great. Then we have the story of Philip teaching the eunuch. And as he's teaching the eunuch, the eunuch asked to be baptized. He baptized him. Then after he baptizes the eunuch, he disappears. And he shows up in another city about 40 miles away just a few minutes later. So how did he get there? Was he able to teleport himself or what? So these early apostles, they had, after they completed the 12th unit, all of a sudden the power was back again. And Peter was the one that was the connecting link with the Christ at that time. Because, matter of fact, the Pope today occupies the office of Peter, and sometimes he's referred to as being in the place of the Son of God. That's because of the tradition passed down that Peter followed the example of Christ, and that the fact that he was overshadowed by the Christ that kept the connecting link going. And so they had that connecting link going. And without that connecting link, the people are just like regular people. Or just like in the Mormon church, they have 12 apostles, but, you know, you don't see, they're just pretty much normal guys, 12 guys gathered together, and they brainstorm and not much different than a company with a leader of 12 would be. In the days of Jesus, the 12 were not just 12 individuals, but 12 very potent humans that displayed qualities that were superior to humans. Now, Joseph Smith received inspiration on this. But he didn't understand molecules or atoms or anything, but he had a vision of the basic concept. And so he put different numbers together, 12s, 3s, 24s, 48s, and 96s, which are molecular numbers. And they built he received a vision to build the temple in Kirkland. And the different rooms would house different molecules in the Kirkland temple. And he says that he predicted the glory of God would be manifest in that temple. And then when the day of dedication came, the church history describes he kept going from room to room. He says they kept getting out of order and having the wrong numbers. I had to go from room to room, putting them in their correct order. And then when he finally got them in the correct order, do you know what happened?
Light came
through. Right, a pillar of light descended on the temple. And it was so bright that the nearby people that were non-Mormons in the nearby city saw it. And they thought the temple was building down. And the local newspaper published an article the next day that the temple had burned down to the ground. And that's still recorded for anybody who wants to look it up. because they saw the temple was on fire, and they thought it had burned down. But it didn't burn down, but the glory of God rested upon that because Joseph Smith put the people in the correct molecular order to bring the glory of God down to the temple.
Does that mean molecular order, correct method? What does that mean? Correct molecular order.
Well, each molecule has different amount of atoms in it. And so each room housed a different type of molecule. And all these molecules together produced an order that made a living temple.
And so he
got the arrangement right to link heaven and earth together, and then the fire came down.